Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shkalim Daf Gimel. We are holding on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots on the top of the page. Misaknes Hadrachim Ve'es HaRuchavos. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also anonymously, Lila Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, and also by Maish and Dvorah Smith for Shalema, for their daughter Tova Miriam Abbas Dvorah Mindel, Shishav for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're holding again, as we said, on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara today is going to discuss how we define Tzorchei Rabim, because we take care of a lot of the Tzorchei Rabim during Chodesh Adar. So what exactly does that mean? So we're going to give several examples of Tzorchei Rabim. We're then going to talk about marking graves, what the source is that we mark graves, and also removing klayim, and why it is that we would do both of those things again on Chol HaMoed, even after we've already done them on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then we're going to again talk about details of marking graves, the source for it, where the tumah actually is when you see a grave marker, and the over basar, whether you should mark even basar min ames or only atzamos. The Gemara is then going to talk about what the Shluchei Beis Din would do with klayim that they found. They would go out to look for klayim, and then when they found it, what would they do with it? The Gemara is also going to discuss the source for the notion of hefker Beis Din hefker, and that the idea that hefker is pata from maestros. Where do we learn that from? That if you have something that's hefker, that it's not chayiv in maestros. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the shulchani that would set himself up to change money so that people are able to bring the machsa shekel. And who's chayiv in machsa shekel? Are kohanim chayiv in machsa shekel? Are women chayiv in machsa shekel? Are kitanim? Kitanim means under the age of 20. Are they associated with machsa shekel at all? And then we're going to discuss at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get there, about how we're mekabel machsa shekel from nashim and avadim and kitanim, but not from a nachri or a kuti. That a nachri or a kuti who wants to volunteer to give machsa shekel, we wouldn't even accept it from them. So let's begin. Top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Misaknes Hadrachmes Harachavos Says Mikvos Amayim Ba'osin Kol Tzorchei Rabim. That on Chamisha Asar Ba'Adar they would take care of all Tzorchei Rabim. So what does that include? Eluin Tzorchei Rabim done in Dine Mamnus. If people had a Dine Mamnus case that had to be heard, they would deal with that. V'Dine Nefashos, and they would kill those who had to be killed in Beis Din. They wouldn't be Ma'ane the Din to push off the Gzar Din for some later date. They would take care of it then. And Dine Makos, if someone was Chayv Malkus, they would take care of Vidupodin, Arachim, Vacharam, Vakdeshos, and they would look into the issues of Arach, Charam, Vakdeshos to make the collections on all of these different vows that people took to give to Hegdish, Umashkin, as a Sota, and they would give the Sota to drink, and Visarfin, as a Para, and they would burn the Para Aduma so that they have ashes with which to be Mitar people, Vaarfin, Egla Rufa, and they would perform the Egla Rufa if they found a dead body close to the city and they didn't know who killed it, so the Zikna Ear would do the ritual of Egla Arufa. Verotzin Eved Ivri, they would, if an Eved wanted to stay on after 6 years of service were over and they had to do the piercing of the ear, so they would do that at that time. Umetaren is a Mitzorah, and if a Mitzorah was Tame and needed to go through a Tara process by bringing his Karbanos and putting the Dam and the Shemen on the different parts of his body, they would take care of that. Umefarkin is a Minel, Me'al Gabe Amayim, they would unlock the Boros of Mayim during the winter time. They would lock up the Boros of Mayim that people wouldn't be able to draw water out so that it had time to fill up from all the rain, and now they would unlock it to make it accessible to people. Ve'in machzir nosam, and they wouldn't put the locks back on. They wanted the water to be available for anybody to drink. So these are all examples of Tzorchei Rabim that they would look into and take care of on Tesvav Adar. Tamin taninan. So now the Gemara brings a Mishnah from Maseches Moed Katan that seems to be a stira with our Mishnah, because it says in Maseches Moed Katan that Mashkin Beis HaShlachin, that on Chol HaMoed they would water whatever fields need watering that did not suffice with rainwater. Umitzayin al kvaros, and on Chol HaMoed they would mark graves. So ask the Gemara, that's against our Mishnah. Lo kvartzina me'adar. Didn't our Mishnah say that they took care of that during Adar? There's no Chol HaMoed during Adar, so what does it mean that they would do it on Chol HaMoed? I thought they took care of it during Adar. V'tiftar sheyared shatav shel gesham u'mushtafu. No, sometimes they would mark the graves in Adar, and then it's the rainy season is not yet over in Chodesh Adar. It could still rain. Here in New York, it could still snow in Chodesh Adar, but in Eretz Yisrael, it could still rain. So because it could still rain, it could ruin the grave markers. They would do it again on Chol HaMoed. By then, the rainy season is over. V'yotzin af al haklayim, and also we mentioned in the Mishnah, Maseches Moed Katan, that they would go and take care of the klayim that's in the field on Chol HaMoed. But lo kvar yotzin me'adar, didn't our Mishnah say they took care of that during Chodesh Adar? So tiftar, I said, shana feila, ein asmach nikarim. If it was a year where the growth came in late, and by Chamisha Asar Ba'adar, you couldn't see the growth in the ground yet, so then they would have to go out again on Chol HaMoed and take care of the klayim at that point. So now the Gemara turns to Tziyun Kvaros. Minayin L'Tziyun. How do I know? Where do I find in Pesukim in the Torah that there's such a din that you're Mitzayin Kvaros, that you mark off a grave? So Rabbi Brechia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, Rabbi Brechia said that Rabbi Brechia Bar Bas Yaakov, Rashi writes in Maseches Erevin, that when we call him Bar Bas Yaakov, that means his father wasn't worth mentioning. His father must have done something bad. So he's Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. B'shem Rabbi Chunya de Bras Chavrin, in the name of Rabbi Chunya from Bras Chavrin, Rabbi Yosa Amrila, and Rabbi Yossi would say that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'shem Rabbi Chunya de Bras Chavrin, whoever it was that said it, Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Uziel Berei, Rabbi Chizkia said that it was said by Rabbi Uziel Berei de Rav Chunya de Beis Chavron, b'shem Rabbi Chunya de Beis Chavron, where do I know this idea of Tziyun Kvaros? Because the Pasuk, when it talks about a Metzora, who's Tameh, so the Pasuk says, V'tameh Tameh Yikra, he should go out declaring his Tumah, K'deshe HaTumah Kore L'cha B'piyah V'omer S'cha Prosh. This tells us that when there's Tumah there's Tumah that threatens, the Tumah should Ki'ilu call out to you. So you have a Tziyun Kvaros to mark off so that you know that there's Tumah that's going to be there. The Gemara Maseches Moed Katan raises the question, but wait a second, don't I already need this Pasuk of Tamei Tamei Yikra to tell me that the Metzora has to be Modia Tzara L'Rabim V'Rabim Vakshanel of Rachamim, that if a person has Tumas Tzaras, he should let the whole world know that he's suffering through Tumas Tzaras so that they could daven for him. So don't I learn that from the Tamei Tamei Yikra? So the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan on Daf Hey says, yeah, that's what I learned from the fact that it says v'tamei yikra. What's the extra tamei? It says v'tamei tamei yikra. So the extra tamei teaches that you have a din of tziyun kvaros. Another possibility, a second and final possibility of where I learned tziyun kvaros from, Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Another possibility from the pasuk that Yecheskel Hanavi tells us about the melchama of Gog u'Magog that's going to happen l'asu lavo, that we're going to make simanim by the atzmos ha'mesim that are cast aside in order that people should know to stay away from them, to be so that they could retain their status of Tara until you have people that are going to come and take those mesim and bury them properly. And the pasuk says, "Va'avru avrim ba'aretz v'ra etzem adam uvan etzot tziyun." That eventually people are going to come and they're going to see those bones and they're going to make a tziyun. They're going to make a marker for those bones. So you see that the tziyun kvaros is etzem mikanshim tzayin al etzamos. You see that by bones they would make a tziyun in order to. People shouldn't become tamei from the bones. Adam mekanshim mitzayin al hashidra v'agulgolas. And Adam tells us that they were mitzayin not only on bones that are rov minyan ubinyan of atzamos or rov akav of atzamos that would be mitamei Adam, that would be mitamei a person. But Adam tells me that even on the spine and the skull, which are also mitamei, even if it's not a rov hakav, just because that contains the tzuras ha'adam. If you have a skull and a spine, you already see the whole shape of the human being. So that's also something that they would mark off. Uvana mikanshim mitzayin al gabei even kavua, and Uvana tells me that they would be mitzayin with a stone that stays in one place. See, imomer at al gabei even tulusha, because if you were to try to be mitzayin a kever with a stone that could be moved after yolechus mitam makom acher, that would be a disaster. Can you imagine they mark off with a stone that couldn't be moved, and then the stone gets moved, so everyone's going to assume the tumah is over there. So that's two problems: that where the tumah actually is, there's no marker, so people are going to become tamei, they're not going to realize, and taros are going to become tamei, and they're not going to know, and also, they're going to have tyros that they're going to assume are tamei that are really tar, and they're going to be maybe lebeis apsul, so that you're not allowed to do either. So, but they're both a problem. Etzlo lemakom tara, and etzlo we learn from it says uvana etzlo tziyun, that they put the tziyun on the makom tara, not directly on the makom tuma. They put it near the makom tuma. Meaning, if they were to put it on the makom tuma, so a person will be walking along and will step on a tziyun and say, "Oh, I guess there's a grave here," and then it's too late. He's already mitami all the tyros. Tzamos. So when he hits the marker, he should know he's getting close, that he's almost at a Makom Tumah. So it's near the Makom. Tziyun Mikan L'Tziyun. And from the word Tziyun, we see that you mark off the grave, like we've said until this point, that that's the Makar of Tziyun Kvaros. So now, the Gemara brings a Braisa relating to Tziyun Kvaros. So, Matzah Evan Achas Mitzuyenis. If a person is walking, and he sees one stone that's marked off as a Tziyun Kvaros, Avol Pishen Mekaymen Kain, even though it doesn't make sense that they would mark directly on the Tumah itself, the halacha is you're supposed to mark right next to the Tumah, so you would think that if a person is standing on the Evan itself, he's still Tahar, but still, Amayil Aleha Tameh. We paskin that if you're on that Evan, you become Tameh. And the reason is, An Yomer Meis Mitzuyon Vayu Nosun Tachteha. We have to be Choshesh that the person who was being Mitzayin the Kvaros didn't know what he was doing, and he made a mistake, and he was Mitzayin directly over the Kever, and therefore you're becoming Tameh. But, Hayushtayim, if there were two Tziyunim near each other, and there was some small space in between, then Amal Elayin Tar. Then that's an indication that they knew what they were doing. Because if they marked two areas and left the space in between, they must have marked the area around the kever. So on either side, they made a marker, and the area in between is the tumah. So then if you're ma'il on those markers, you're tahar. But ubeinayin tameh. But the area in between them is going to be tameh. Ima yechoresh benatayim, harein kiyichidios. If, however, there was plowed earth in between them, no one would plow a grave. It must be whoever plowed that earth knew that there was no grave in between them. So then you view these as two independent markers, and you have to be choshesh that each of these independent markers were made directly over a grave. And beinei and tar, but the area between them is tar. Svivosein tameh, but the area svivosein, the Karban Eda says over here, means literally right underneath them. In fact, the Karban Eda has a girsa v'tachtehen, not svivosein. But even if you have the girsa svivosein, like we have that svivosein, it could mean that tachtehen. It could mean the area directly underneath. It could also mean people saying that they marked it off correctly and that the area on the other side of the stone is tameh. But the way the Karban Eda understands is that we're saying that we have to be choshesh that whatever's right underneath it is also tameh. So if you step on these tziyunim, you've already become tameh. So tani ein mitzayin al basar. One thing we don't make a marker on just basar min ames. It's true that a kzayis basar min ames is mitameh, but a kzayis basar min ames doesn't stay for very long, meaning ultimately it will decompose and there won't be a kzayis basar min ames. Shemen is akel abasar, because after some time the basar is going to decompose and everything will be tar when it goes over. So what, you're going to mark a grave, you're going to mark basar min ames? It's not going to be there's not going to really be tumah there. So Rabbi Yusuf bar Shunam bo kome Rabbi Mana v'lom nintzu v'tami taros. But wait a second, if you don't mark off the basar, someone's going to bring taros there, he's not going to know, and it's going to be mitami is taros. So isn't that a problem? V'lom nintzu taros mafreya. What's the bigger avla? Is the bigger avla that for the week that it takes until the basar is nisakel, until the basar decomposes, that it's that you're going to be mitamitaros? Or is the bigger avla that this place is going to be marked forever and people are always going to assume there's tumah here, even though starting a week after you bury the body, I don't know if it's a week, however long it takes for basar to be nisakel, but forever there's not going to be tumah there and people are going to assume there's tumah there? That's a much bigger avla, and that's why we don't mark off an area that there's basar. Okay, halacha beis. So the previous Mishnah said the shluchi beisim go out on the 15th day of Adar to see if there's any klayim there, if there's any klayim in people's fields. So now we're going to discuss, okay, let's say they find klayim. So now what do they do? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Barishona, in the used to be the Shulchan Beis would go out and they would see that there was klayim, so you okrin umashlich on the fnayan. They would uproot the klayim from the fields and they would throw it in front of the balei asada, and that was their way of embarrassing the owners of the fields who didn't take care of their klayim. But by throwing it in front of the balei asada, there's no isser of hana'ah from klayim. The people are allowed to use it. It's kilei zra'im, so they could take it, they could eat it, they could still benefit from it. So they would be okir the klayim, throw it in front of the balei Asada. It was embarrassing for the Balei Asada, but they had a salad for dinner that night, meaning they didn't have they were able to use it. Misha Rabu over Avera, when there were enough people who were over Avera that didn't mind so much that the Shulchan Bezin were doing this, meaning I don't have to hire someone to go pick my vegetables because the Shulchan Bezin are coming and they're picking my vegetables for me. So Yimashlichon the Drachim. So then they started throwing them out into the Drachim, into the Rosh Hasharabim, so the Balei Asados couldn't get Hana'a from their client. But still, the Over Avera were happy about it because, as we're going to see in the Gemara, at least they're weeding out my field. I don't have to take care of being okay with my client. The Shulchan Bezin are going to be okay with my client. They're going to take care of it for me. So Iskinu Shemafkir and Iskal Asada. So then they really gave him a rougher punishment. They were mafkir the whole field that client was found in it. So that's they utilized the koach of Hefker Bezin Hefker to be mafkir the entire field. So I'm Rabbi Yudas. So now going back on this Mishnah, the Brisa elaborates. Tani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barishona, Yochanan Mashlichon Lefnayan, Vayusmechem Shtei Smachos. Initially, when they would uproot the Klayim and throw in front of the Balei Asada were doubly happy. Achashay Menashkin Sada saying, first of all, you weeded my field, Vachashay Nenemel Klayim, and you gave me all this wonderful Klayim that I could benefit from. Misharabu over Avera. Then we said that there were too many over Avera that would plant Klayim on purpose, or when their field at least grew clay, and they certainly didn't do anything about it. So Yimashlichon al Drachim. The next step was to throw it out into the Rosh Hashanah. Afal pi kein ho yusmechim shoyim nashkan sadusayin. But they were still pretty happy about it because they didn't have to be okay their own clay. The Shluchei Bezin would take care of it for them and weed out the clay in order to allow their normal growth in the field to grow more to grow better. So iskinu shoyim afkirin kalasadukula. So then they made a takana that the Shluchei Bezin are going to use the power of Beis Din to be mafker the entire field, hefker Beis Din hefker. So says the Gemara, wow, the Beis Din has such a right. Minayin shehefker Beis Din hefker. Where do we find such a notion that hefker Beis Din is hefker? So dechsev v'kol shaloyavol shos sayamim katz hasar v'zkenim yecharam kol ruchusho v'yibadol mikala golda. The pasuk says in Sefer Ezra that anyone who doesn't come shos sayamim like the atzas hasar v'zkenim, all of his ruchush, everything he's going to have is yechram. That means we're going to be mafkir, everything that he has. And we have the right to do that because of hefker, beis, and hefker. There is a discussion in Poskim whether when you do a maisa kinyan that only works on a drabanan level, does that help to solve problems min hatorah? Does that work for dina min hatorah? So a lot of the discussion revolving around mechiras chametz is associated with that issue. Meaning by chametz, we do all sorts of kinyanim. But there's discussions in Poskim which kinyanim work and which ones don't work. The reason we do so many kinyanim is because we're choshesh that some kinyanim maybe don't work. So some of the kinyanim that we do are kinyanim midrabanan. Kinyan agav karka is a kinyan midrabanan. So does a mechira that's done with a kinyan midrabanan have the ability to be mafkia bal yirabayimatze, which is an issur d'oraisa? Do I say I am now not the owner? The guy is the owner of my chametz because I did this kinyan midrabanan. That's nogeil lemaisa. When if one doesn't, sometimes not all the rabbanim know how to do all the kinyanim. Let's say they only did a kinyan agav. That would be unlikely if that would be the only kinyan he did. But let's say they only did a kinyan agav. So we just say that it's not a violation of bayirabai yimatzis. So there's a tshuva in the Ein Yitzchak Chelik Orachaim Simul Chav Beis where he says it's tali on hefker beis and hefker. There's a big machlokas in the poskim how hefker beis and hefker works. A number of Rishonim and Achronim, the Shittim Gvetzas, Mesechus Bab Basra, and others say that Hefker Beis and Hefker can only take something, and it's like it sounds, and make it Hefker, but it cannot transfer ownership to somebody else. It only can make it Hefker so that anybody is now free to take it. Whereas others, the Rashba in Mesechus Gittin, and Rashi in Mesechus Gittin, and others seem to assume that Hefker Beis and Hefker works even Lahaknos, even to be Makna to other people. So says the Ein Yitzchak, that's the whether a kinyan drabanan works for a problem midar raisa would be totally on that issue. That if the chachamim have the koach to be makne mamon to somebody else, then it's going to work even min haTorah. But if they don't have the ability to be makne mamon, so it's not going to work min haTorah, it's only going to work midrabanan, and therefore it should not work for mechiras chametz. Now that issue, whether hefker beis and hefker, works to be makne to others, a number of achronim write, the Amshel Shlomo, Maseches Yevamos, and the Karban Nesanel, Maseches Gittin, and a number of other achronim as well, write that that issue is tally on where hefker beis and hefker comes from. That the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Maseches Gittin quotes Rabbi Yitzchak that we learn hefker beis and hefker from the pasuk that we say over here, Yechram kol rechusho. So all we see, Yechram kol rechusho, just means we're going to make it hefker. We don't see that you're able to be makne to other people. However, the Gemara in Yevamos and Gemara in Gittin quotes another shita that our Yerushalmi in Shkalim does not quote, and that is the shita of Rabbi Lazar, that we derive it from the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, that Ela Anachlas Nachlu Elazar HaKoyin V'Yoshua Binun V'Rashi Avos the Matos B'nei Yisrael, that when they were being manchil Eretz Yisrael to the different Shvatim, and they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, they declared ownership of the land through Hefker Beis and Hefker. Ooh, if that's the source, then you see that Hefker Beis and Hefker doesn't only have the right to be mafgir, but to be makne as well. So it's totally in this machloka. So says the Tshuva Sein Yitzchak, our Gemara only quotes one of those shitos. It must be that that's the more accepted shita. That the more accepted shita is that Hefker Beis and Hefker does not have the ability to be makne, only to be mafgir. Mimela, you're going to have to say that a kinyan midrabanan is not going to work for dinim daraisa, and if you only do a kinyan midrabanan and mechiras chametz, that's not going to help you as far as mechiras chametz is concerned. So says the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak. But now the Gemara goes back into the discussion of hefker beis and hefker and asks a different question. Minayin shi p'tur min ha-maisos. Once you say that hefker beis and hefker, so how do I know more broadly that when something is hefker, it's pata from maisos? Where do we find such a din that just because something is hefker, it's now not chayiv in maestros? So Rabbi Yonasan Brei Rav Yitzchak Baracha Shamala Min Hada, that he derives it from the following. The Brisa tells us in Masech Sanhedrin, Ein Ma'abrinas Shana Lo B'Shvius Lo Motzai Shvius. We do not add an extra Chodesh Adar into a year when that year is a Shemitah year or the year following a Shemitah year. V'im Ibrua, and if we do add an extra month, Harezu Muberes, it does work. The month is legitimate. The Chodesh Echad Shumosiv Lo Potter Mimaisosu. Now that month that they're adding into the Shemitah year, isn't that Potter from Maisos? Because during Shemitah you're Potter from Maisos. So even the Chodesh Ibor that they add to the Shemitah, which they're not supposed to do, but it works if they do, is Potter from Maisos. So you see that Bezin has the Koach to Potter from Maisos for a full month just by being Ma'aber the Shana. So you see from there that a Hefker that's done Ali Day Bezin is going to pater from maestros. The Bezin has the right to make something hefker to the point that it's pater from maestros. So the Brisa says that you're not ma'aber shana during Shavuos or Shemitah, so we just interrupt the discussion for a second. Ad kedon Shavuos. We only see from here what the reason is not to be ma'aber a Shemitah year. I get that. You don't want to be ma'arich the Shnas HaShemitah. Shnas HaShemitah is challenging enough to add another month to Shnas HaShemitah. But Motzai Shavuos, my, why wouldn't you be ma'aber a Motzai Shavuos? What's wrong with making the eighth year a little bit longer? Because they didn't plant anything during the seventh year. Whatever they planted during the eighth year is going to grow, might grow at some point, and you're not allowed to use it until they bring the Karban Omer. So if you add a second Adar, you're not going to be allowed to partake of the Tvua Chadasha for another month later, and you don't even have last year's grain to rely on. So we'd rather not delay when Chadash becomes Mutter during the eighth year. So the Gemara explains that nowadays, we're allowed to be ma'aber a Shemitah year and a Motzai Shemitah as well. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Hadoda at Amar, that din that we say that you're not allowed to be ma'aber the seventh or eighth year, Achlo Hiter Rebbe Lahavi Yerek Michutz Laretz Laretz. That's only before Rebbe was matir, bringing in produce from outside of Eretz Yisrael. It used to be they had an issur of importing any produce from outside of Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Ha'amim is Tamei. So we assume that if they're going to bring in produce, there's going to be dirt of Eretz Ha'amim attached to the produce. So you're being machnes tuma into Eretz Yisrael, but Abba Mishihita Rebbe Lavi Yerek Michutz Laretz Laretz. But once Rebbe was matir, bringing in Yerachos from Chutz Laaretz Teretz Yisrael, so he shviyis, he shall shar shnei shavuos, and it doesn't make a difference. You could be ma'aber the shnas hashmita, because they're importing their vegetables anyway. There's not going to be a problem in terms of a food supply, because the most of what they're getting is imported anyhow. So tani ain ma'abrin. So the Gemara brings another shita that allows being ma'aber the seventh and eighth year, even when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So it's said in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to be ma'aber the seventh or eighth year. So Amar Rabbi Mana hadadat Amar that din that we say that you're not allowed to be ma'aber the Shemitah year. That's Barishona Shayashanim Kisiknan. That's when the Beis Hamikdash was around and Klal Yisrael was Muksak Bad Masam, that we didn't want to Asra Avodas HaKarka. Avalachshav Shayashanim Kisiknan. But now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, and there are Nachrim that are in Eretz Yisrael, and the Tavua is constantly available, he Shavias, he Shar Shnei Shavua. Now it's no longer going to make a difference whether it's a Shemitah year or any other year. You're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana. So Tani Shal Beis Ram Gamliel Ibrua B'Motzai Shavias Miyad. That as soon as the Shnas Shemitah was over, they would be Ma'aber the eighth year, because they held that it's mutter to bring in produce from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you have no worries about making the Yisur Chadash a month longer, because anyway they were importing all their food. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yonasan and explains that there's no raya from this brisa to whether Hefker Bezin is able to be mafkia min ha-meiser. Sam Rabbi Avon ein min hada. Your raya from this brisa that you learned that Bezin is able to be ma'aber the shana the shmita year, and therefore they're mafkia the chiv meiser less at shma min ha-klum. That is not a raya that Hefker Bezin Hefker patos from meisros, because Ibar Shana is different than Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Beis Din Min HaTorah is authorized to do Ibar Shana. Shamar Eschodesh HaAviv, the Pasuk says, Shamar Eschodesh HaAviv is good daf yomi coincidence, and it says, Vasisa Pesach LaShem Elkecha Ki B'chodesh HaAviv Votziach HaShem Elkecha Mitzrayim Laila. That we have to make sure that the Yom Tov of Pesach falls out in the springtime. Right? It's been freezing cold, all of a sudden this week it's warm. This is Chodesh HaAviv. Now we have Pesach coming up. So Shemrei Sheviyu B'Chidusho. You want to make sure that Bezin has to make sure that Chodesh Nisan comes when Tkufas Nisan comes, when it's the springtime. So you want to. That's the way we reconcile the solar calendar, and the lunar calendar. So since Ibur Shana is a kiyum mitzvah min haTorah, of course the Chodesh Ibur is going to be potter min haMaisros, because that's a fulfillment of a din min haTorah. How does that tell you that whenever Bezin decides Hefker Bezin Hefker, that all of a sudden everything's going to be potter from Maisros? Yeah, when they make a Shemitah year, when they make a year longer, when they add a month to the year, so they'd be Patash Maisos if they happen to have made a Shemitah year a month longer, because that's a fulfillment of their duty min haTorah. But Stam, they do Hefker Beis Din Hefker, it's going to Patash Maisos. Vaida Amarda. So the question comes back, what Mishnah do we find that Hefker Beis Din Hefker patters from Maisros? So the Gemara brings Godish Laluka Tachtav. If the Mishnah Maseches Peah, the Mishnah in the fifth paragraph of Maseches Peah tells us that if a owner of a field makes a pile of grain on an area that the Aniyim didn't yet take their leket from, so there's a few scattered sheaves of leket that's on the bottom, and then you piled on top of it, so you're making the leket inaccessible to the Aniyim. So that's not nice. So the Chum made a knas that called Anogos Baritz Harein Shal Aniyim. Not only is the original leket that's on the bottom of that pile going to belong to Aniyim, any grain that's in this pile that's touching the ground now belongs to Aniyim. You have now increased your contribution to the Aniyim. V'am Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Shem Malakish to Beis Shammai, that's dafka according to the Shita of Beis Shammai, that when you make something hefker just for Aniyim and not for Ashirim, that it's in fact hefker and it's Potter and a Meiser. So over here also, Beis Din is declaring it leket. Beis Din is declaring whatever's touching the ground to be hefker, but only for Aniyim, and that potters it for Meisers. Dika Beis Hillel, Aniyim Ochlin Umasun. Because according to Beis Hillel, that when you make something hefker only for Aniyim, it's not actually hefker, so the Aniyim are actually going to have to take Meisers from it. V'amalei Rabbi Yossi, shamanu shu patr mi meiser, divrei akol mishum knasa. And Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Ami, this din works even according to Beis Hillel, because it is hefker for the whole world because of a knas, that this guy wanted to steal from the Aniyim, so the Rabbanan made his stuff hefker, and they were makne the shibalim to the Aniyim. So since uh, it, it's really biyisodo, it's hefker lekola olam. So I understand why it's pata for maisos. But what do you see? It's mefurash in this mishnah that Bezin has the koach through their hefker to pater it for maisos, because we're saying now the aniyim are going to be allowed to eat this without taking maisos. Who patered the aniyim for maisos? Oh, it's because it's hefker. Who made it hefker? The rabbanan made it hefker. So you see, hefker Bezin hefker is enough to pater from maisos. Okay, so now the halacha gimel says the mishnah. Bechamisha asabo shulchanos hayoshim v'medina. Already starting the 15th of Chodesh Adar, they would have money changers out in the medinos, in the various cities where Jews lived, other than Yerushalayim, and they would, as a reminder to people, that you got to take care of your machsa shekel, and they would do the money changing. If people came with the wrong coins, they would help them out to do their machsa shekel contribution. And then, as time went on, the pressure had to increase on people to do the machsa shekel. So bechamisha on the 25th day of Adar, yashvu b'migdash, they would sit in Yerushalayim, which is the makom b'migdash, to show that nunu, time is coming, you got to bring the machsa shekel. Mishi yashvu b'migdash, from the time that they sat in the migdash, hischilu l'mashkein, they started taking collateral from people who had not yet contributed the machsa shekel in order to pressure them to contribute the machsa shekel. Esmi m'mashkenin, who would they take a mashken from? Levi'im v'Yisraelim v'gerim v'avadim shucharim, right? Regular Jews and converts, because gerim are also included. Says v'yichli truma meis kol ish includes gerim, and avadim shucharim have a din of a ger, because avadim shucharim have become Jewish as well. Avalo nashim, but they would not be m'mashke nashim, because the pasuk says nashim ish kofer nafsho, and we darshin ish velo isha. That's what the Rishonim point out. In the Mi'iri, he says nashim are part because the mitzvah shazman grama, but a lot of the Achronim have trouble with that, because it's not really mitzvah shazman grama. It's just they have to give it every year, so the chiyuv applies the entire year. So it's not really zman grama. So pashtus is it's this drasha that it says nashim ish kofer nafsho, that it's ish velo isha. V'avadim uketanim, and they also would not be memashkin avadim, because anything that any halacha that applies to a woman applies to an eved as well. A kol mitzvahs the isha is chayevus in, an eved is chayevus in, whatever an isha is patura in, an eved is patur in. And ketanim over here doesn't mean under bar mitzvah. It means that over bar mitzvah, but not yet 20 years old, because the Torah says kol over abakudim mi ben esrim shana v'mal yitin shumas Hashem, that it's only a din for ben esrim shana. V'kol katan shehis chalav v'lishkal al yado shoveinu posik. And anytime you have a katan that the father already started to contribute Max HaShekel for him, even though he may not have been mechuyuv to do so. So once the father had started to do that, you don't stop. Every year the father is mechuyuv to do so for the child. So there's a discussion in Rishonim exactly why that should be the case. In Rabbeinu Peretz on his Hagos on the Smak in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalid, he says that if someone fasts for his son on Erev Pesach, that he's chayiv l'sanos ad sheyagdil. That there is a practice that many people have. It's recorded in the poskim that if a father is not a firstborn. I'm not a firstborn, but when my kids were young, so when my oldest son was before Bar Mitzvah, so I would have to fast every Erev Pesach. In fast, I tended to see him every Erev Pesach, because that becomes the father's obligation. Once the father does that once, so then he has to do that every year. And the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Tafayin, and Sivkat and Beis, that it's like a neder. So this is very close to Daf Yomi Kvintzel. We're one day off from Tainus Bechorim, so that's that it's considered to be like a neder. Chok Yaakov on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says about the Magen Avraham that he didn't find the Agos HaSmak that actually says this, and he says that that it wasn't in the Agos HaSmak that it's Mishum Neder. It does say this idea, it just doesn't say that it's Mishum Neder. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mishum Brua say that there is a Hatara for such a Neder. So the Makor Chaim, he says that disagrees with the Mishum Brua, says that you can't be Matir such a Neder, that once you commit, then you're in, then you have to do it each and every year. Okay, So says Gemara further now. Ein mashkin es kohanim imrei darkei shalom. We do not take a mashkin from kohanim because of darkei shalom. So we just make requests of them over and over again to give them machsa shekel. But for darkei shalom, we don't apply that pressure of taking a mashkin from them. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama and holds that kohanim are not chayiv in machsa shekel. So you might have thought that if they're not chayiv, then you're not even allowed to accept machsa shekel from them, because it would turn out that the karbonos are being bought with money that's not really the tzibur's money, and it's like bring chulin bazara when you buy these karbanos, when you bring these karbanos. Some Rabbi Yehuda, hey, ben Bukhri biYavne, ben Bukhri said in Edus in Yavne that kol kohen sheshokel eino chote. That don't worry, if a kohen wants to give a maksar shekel, there's no issur. He's not doing anything wrong, because we assume that when he's giving it belev shalem to the tzibur, it becomes communal funds, and therefore you don't have to worry that it's going to be chulin lazara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to Ben Bukhri, Loki, not like you're saying that that kohanim are pata for maksar shekel. El kol kohen she'enu shokel chote. Any kohen that doesn't take maksar shekel is considered a chote. El shekohanim darshan mikras eliatzman. But the kohanim who don't give maksar shekel like to darshan the pasuk to their own benefit. And how do they darshan the pasuk? Pasuk says v'kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel. That unlike a minchas Yisrael, where the kometz and the levona get burnt on the mizbeach, but the shirayim, the whole rest of the korban mincha, gets eaten by kohanim. When a kohen brings the korban mincha, the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. So come along the kohanim and they say, oh, we better not give machsa shekel, because if they're going to bring a minchas tzibur with our machsa shekel, it's going to be a problem. Hol v'omer shtei alechem lechem apanim sholanuheim. Then it's going to turn out that the lechem apanim, the shtei alechem, right? These are the korban omer. These are actual korbanos of kohanim if we contribute to them. So it will turn out they're not allowed to be eaten. So hechne echalin, and yet the halach is that all these korbanos get eaten. So we better not contribute. So that's where the kohanim learned that they don't have a chiyuv of maksa shekel. But that drush is incorrect, because when the Torah says by minchas kohen kalil tiyeh, it's dafka when it's bab b'fnei atzma. But when it's brought together with the shutfus, with the whole tzibur, it's not just a kohen bringing these korbanos mincha. The kohanim are shutfim with the entire tzibur. So when the kohanim are shutfim with the entire tzibur, so then it can get eaten. It doesn't have the status of a minchas kohen. Ein mashkin as a katanim. We don't take a mashkin from katanim. Halid ba tovin. But it does seem like we do ask for the money from kohanim. Adad temar v'yishev ishtei saros. So that's talking about he's already over bar mitzvah. Avil lo v'yishtei saros. But if he's not even over bar mitzvah, lo bada. Then we there's no chiv maksa shekel at all. Ul mashkin in mashkin av p'yishev ishtei saros. So when we say that we're not mimashkin katanim, that's even if he's heavy shtei saros, we don't take a mashkon from katanim. There is a fascinating chiddush in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Madura Kama Simen Tes, a famous chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger has, where he says that women are potter from davening musaf because the karbonos of musaf are bought from the shiklei atzibur of maksa shekel, and women are potter from giving the maksa shekel. So their karbon, the carbon isn't there, so mele they don't have to daven musaf. So the Torah Tmim points out that it would turn out the ketanim also, right? That someone under the age of 20, ketanim under the age of 20, would not be chayv musaf, and it's worse. Meaning, if they're not chayv in musaf, then it would turn out that they cannot be motzi others in musaf. The Achronim point out that according to that chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, you'd have a problem according to those shitos that kohanim and leviim don't contribute machsa shekel. Then it would turn out that a kohen and a levi can't daven musaf be motzi the tzibur in musaf. So the Achronim say maybe women are pata from musaf, but for a different reason. That really women should be pata from tefillos, because mitzvah shazman grama. The only reason women are chayv in tefillos is because tefillos are rachamim inhu, and women require rachamim as well. Musaf is not rachamim. Musaf is just in place of the korban musaf. So melech mitzvah shazman grama, women are pata, but that would not exempt kohanim and leviim according to anybody. So kini masnisa in mashkin as a kohanim mipnei derech hakavod. That we explain the Mishnah that we don't take a mashkin from kohanim because of darkei hakavod. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hayid. So Ben Bukhri said in Yavne that any kohen that's shokel is not sinning. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said no. Any kohen that's not shokel is sinning. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai shita. Amar Brechia time with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The reason Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is mechayiv kohanim to give maksa shekel is because he darshens the pasuk ze yitnu shnei masor shvatim yitnu ze. The word zayin hey is a gematria of 12. So ze yitnu tells me that all 12 tribes have to give maksa shekel, including Shevet Levi. So from the Shitos in the Mishnah, as far as the Chiyuv Kohanim Maksa Shekel, it turns out, according to Ben Bukhri, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda as well, they're not Chayiv, but they're allowed to contribute. According to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and that's the Shita of the Tanakama and the Chachamim, they are Chayiv, and the Kohanim themselves hold that they're not allowed to give Maksa Shekel in order that the Karbonos not have a status of a Karbon of a Kohen. So now the Gemara brings a discussion amongst these Tanaim. Rabbi Tavi b'shem Rabbi Amnuna kein meshivin chacham v'Rabbi Yehuda. The chacham ask on Rabbi Yehuda the following: how could you say that they're not chayiv, but if they want, they could be shokel? There's a difference between karbonos yachman and karbonos sibur as far as chamish chatos mesos. You have a chatos sheneschapru ba'aleha, that's only by a chatos that a yachid brings. Chatos yachid mesa ein chatos sibur mesa. So just like legabe that, then there's a chiluk between yachid and sibur. So you also have by minchas kohen that's a yachid. Minchas yachid crave a kalil, vein minchas sibur crave a kalil. How can you allow the kohen to contribute? Won't that give it the status of minchas yachid? And the halachas of minchas yachid are different than the halachas of minchas sibur in terms of the whole thing being burnt when a kohen brings a minchas yachid. So kasha. So that's a difficulty. It's difficult how we could even have this conversation. Meaning you're going to ask on Rabbi Yehuda from something that you know that he doesn't that he himself doesn't agree with. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole din that chatas tzibur is mesa. Titnan ein chatas tzibur mesa. Rabbi Yehuda omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda holds chatas tzibur is mesa. So how are you asking on Rabbi Yehuda from something that you know that he disagrees with? The Gemara never addresses that point because although he disagrees with that chiluk about chatas tzibur, he does not disagree with the chiluk between a karban yachid and a karban tzibur in the world of karban mincha. And that was really our point, that when the kohen contributes, the karban mincha isn't that going to become a karban yachid. So Rabbi Yehuda answers the chamim zulo nidvas yachid. He, when the kohen contributes, it doesn't make it a nidvas yachid. V'inu nesivin lay, and the chamim respond back to him kivin shenimsru letzibur kimishu nidvas tzibur. That since Rabbi Yehuda says the din of a minchas kohen of a yachid is they're giving it b'leiv shalem, and the chamim say that if you say kivin shenimsru letzibur kimishu nidvas tzibur, so why do you say this din in our Mishnah only in the case of b'di'evet, that if a kohen gives, he's not chote? We should have said even lechatchila, meaning if you really hold that he's giving it mamish, so then it should even be a din lechatchila that he's allowed to give it. So ksiv, so the Gemara brings a pasuk that the machlok Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Ben Bukhri is taluyin. Pasuk says kala over ala pikudim, that's who's chayiv maksa shekels. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya chadamer called the over biyama. Kala over means anyone who went through kriyas yamsuf yitain has to give maksa shekel, and the Kohanim and Levim also went through kriyas yamsuf. V'charna amar, but there is a man diyamer that says called the aver al pikudaya yitain, that only those members of the Jewish people that were counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, they're included in the chiyuv. Kohanim and Levim never went in front of Moshe Rabbeinu to be counted, so mela they're not going to be included in the chiyuv. So man diyamer called the aver biyama yitain misayel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. If you say that it's anyone who went through the yam, that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The Kohanim are chayiv maksa shekel. Man diyamer called the aver pikudaya yitain misayel Ben Bukhri. And if you say that it's anyone who was counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kohanim and Levim are not included in that group, and that's a riot to Ben Bukhri, that Kohanim are not chayiv in Maksa Shekel. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Halacha Dalit on the bottom of the page.